Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Friday, the 8th of April, we have Rafik Damak, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Tijeni Benjema, Sintra Suknanan, Dev Anand-Tiluksing, Elaine Pries, Dave Kisundwayal, Alain Béranger, Andrew Mack. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies noted from Sébastien Bachelet, Carlton Samuels, Alex Gakuru, Michaeli Nailon, and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. If I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking. This is for transcript purposes, and we are still trying to join Carlos Aguirre into the call. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you, Gisela. Thanks for everybody for joining today's call. So first we will start with our proposed agenda. I would like to remember everybody if he has or she has any update of his or her SOI or DOI. We have a new member in our working group. I wish welcome to Alain Béranger, and just to remind him that he should send his, or I hope that he already sent his SOI to Glenn. Okay, so about the agenda. Do you agree about this agenda? Any comment? Do you want to add any items? Okay. So today we will start with the item 2, which is about the report from the different work teams. We can start with the work teams A and B, which is about the definition of criteria for a needy applicant. We have Sintra and Tijeni in the call. I see that Andrew Rice here is your hand. Do you have
right. Excuse me, Rafik. You and I had chatted over email really briefly yesterday about the where we stand with the GAC. Did you want to discuss that very quickly before we launch into these other things?
Okay, please go ahead. No problem.
Well, just briefly, the last time we spoke, we exchanged emails at the very, very tail end of last month, and I guess all I really want to know is where that stands. I was under the impression you were going to take that forward to the people on the basis of the comments that Elaine and I had given you. Are you planning to interact with the GAC representatives? If there's a plan, let's. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear on that. If there's not a plan, to spend 2 seconds and get one.
I think you are asking me.
I am, yes, in fact, asking you.
I think the idea was that we finish the question and then we submit it before to the working group members to have their feedback before that we send them those questions to the GAC. That's what I recall. Sorry that I couldn't attend the two last calls, but that I think that we agreed that what we agreed before that we finish our drafting our questions and then to ask the members of working group about their comment and their feedback, and then we can move to the GAC.
Okay. Do you have what you would need? There are a couple of us that have given the input. Do you have what you would need to put together a quick proposal, we hadn't heard back, and I want to make sure that this didn't fall off our agenda. That's all. If it's something we want to do.
I think it is still at the level of that small work team that we need to finish the question, and then we can move to the working group. Anyway, the idea was that we don't hold the working group from working on the different items and tasks, and then we can discuss with the GAC because
okay.
It will take a long time.
That's fine. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up later offline then. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
No problem. Just I'm sorry because last days I couldn't attend. I was sick, and then I had this problem to join the course by phone. Okay, I think we can move to the, as I said before, to the item 2. And I was going to ask Tijani and Sintra to give update about the work of work team 1. Any volunteers? Sintra, Tijani?
Yes. Thank you, Rafiq. I have seen that Hélène has crossed a part of the report we submitted. She crossed the how we define the need with the thresholds. We discussed last time, and we said that the thresholds, since we don't have the rationale behind the figures we gave, we don't have to put them like this. I agree, but if you raise all this this paragraph, what is the criteria for the need in this case? I don't know. Second point, I do think that if everyone will intervene on the text, we will not know what is changed. The best is to put comments down, and then Avery, who is holding the pen, will change the text according to the comments. When those comments are agreed on, sure.
Okay,
that's my question.
I see the problem that the text was changed, but you are not sure what kind of change there were done there and by whom.
By whom I almost know because I have the name, but what was changed I don't know. What is crossed I see it, but if there is a text changed I don't know.
Okay, I see the problem that sometimes if we just maybe people feel that we only put comment, it's not that easy to link between. What was the comment to how to link the comment to which part of the text? So maybe if people want to change in the text, to just not to strike or remove any part of the content, but to just put their name between the brackets and to put their own comment in different colors or something like that. Something that to leave the existing text and to put comments. So maybe it's, this workaround can be helpful.
Can I comment?
Oh, Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah. They've got the tools there. If you look up at tools and you look up at version history, you then basically can do a comparison of any two versions and see what was changed.
But I think it's you need to know which is if there are many versions.
There's many existing versions. That's true, and you can compare any two of them.
Yeah,
So you definitely can see it. For example, if you go to the tools on this page now, you can see that the current version 11 is Elaine's. And then 10 is hers, 9 is hers, but then 8 is mine, and you go all the way back to Johnny's, which is 1. So then you just basically click the versions in the margin that you want to compare.
Yes,
and then you can view it. So I'm just saying the fact that it says you can't see what was changed, and then there's a key that says if it's striked in red, it's removed. If it's green, it's added. And so I'm just trying to point out, I'm not trying to give a normative statement of what people should and shouldn't do. I'm just trying to give a descriptive statement of what can and can't be seen. And
but
you can always go back to an earlier version.
Just yes, as you are
thanks.
The pen holder, is it okay for you? Can you...
I'm not going to mess with those versions at all. What I'm going to do for the document is cut it into another version as it develops.
So with that, we have the track of the edits and comments, and then we have a clean version. So I think it's
that's
a
what
good
I was thinking.
Work.
Maybe that's not the best way to do it, but I was thinking that these were still people's working efforts. Now, at a certain point, you know, I may pull in just by reference, and then we'll see it there. But my versions can also be seen when I edit it, so we can always go back to them. So it really gives a lot of flexibility.
Okay.
Yes. May I continue, Rafiq?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Avery, for your comments. I know that we can see all the versions, but if you have to open all the versions and see everyone, which is not, in my opinion, which is not the most easy and the time-saving manner. If it is the manner that we will be used, I don't mind. It will be so. But as we worked before, it was very, very good because everyone give his comments and we discuss the comments and then you incorporate all the comments and the text. I agree with you that you have to have a clean text, a compilation of all the working groups' text that every time you change it according to the discussion, according to the agreed modification. That's all.
Thank you. I think there's just a problem that...
I put my hand back up.
You want to reply?
Sorry, we have Evan who has his hand up as well, please.
Okay. Abby, you want
he's not here, though, we connect.
Yeah, I'd like to comment now on two things. One is that, and until you've come to an agreement here, there is no text for me to be taking and controlling. At the moment, this is just work text. There is no agreed text yet. And so until such time as there actually is agreed text, if we're talking about the easiest way to do it, for me to keep making changes on so-and-so said this and then so-and-so said that, that's not what I'm doing as an editor. What I'm doing as an editor is once you guys all arrive at a conclusion and say, yes, this is it, then you as the chair say, okay, Aubrey, this is agreed. Now make sure that it says that. As long as we're still going back and forth and nothing is agreed on, I really don't have any text to own. And so it's far easier for me, for all of you to be, so if we're talking about easier, it's far easier for me to all of you be working on the text back and forth, comparing and getting it somewhere. That's using it as a group work tool. Once we get to something and the group has said, yes, that's stable, you know, then I take it, I control it, and then you guys tell me change this, change that, a clean version. But at this point, there's nothing for me to take ownership of. Thanks.
Thank you,
Evan's still got his hand up. Rafiq, please. Thank you.
Okay. Evan, please.
Hi there, Rafiq. And I think I've just been able to connect in Adobe, so I'll be able to do this myself. I just wanted to support Tijani's Way suggestions. As somebody who's had to have the pen and edit a very, very long document, when you have multiple different people who are making multiple edits, sometimes on the same paragraph, one after the other, it doesn't take very long before you start totally losing track of where things were in the first place. So, like I say, I just wanted to support what Tijani said about the idea of having one person holding the pen, people having comments on the bot, leaving comments underneath, and having the person with the pen integrate them. And sometimes you find when the comments are contradictory, some people are saying different things about the same word change. Then it's up to the person with the pen to either resolve them themselves or go back to the people and try and find out if there's a way to do this that works for both. Although the wiki is capable of allowing, you know, dozens of different people to edit the same piece one after the other, at least in my own experience, it doesn't scale very well. And that once you have, like, more than three or four people editing the same paragraph each, you know, unless they're just adding things, it becomes, I just find it becomes very problematic.
Thank you, Evan. If I understand well, we have two different problems. The first problem that as those people editing in the same time, so maybe we can lose the trust. But also, I understand from every comment that we need also to have agreement from members about different parts of the text and how we can deal with that, so she can, as a pen holder, work on a clean version. I'm not sure how we can fix this two different problems at the same time. Do we should have like a comment period that everybody comment the text, and then after we have a clean text, then we need after to work on to have agreement on the different parts, or to have agreement since the beginning, and then we will end up with the clean text anyway. Avery, do you want to comment? Because I saw some your comments.
Yeah, thanks. I actually don't think I'm qualified, and I don't think I have the time to hold the pen on this. It's just not working out right. So I think that perhaps someone else that knows better how to do it should do it, and I'll step down from the role. Thank you.
Avery, I don't agree with your suggestion. I don't think there is a problem. We just need to work a way that can work smoothly.
No, as I'm saying, I really don't have time to do it the way Tijani wants it done. In other words, I have time, and I'm willing to, and was willing to, get to the point where you all had agreed on something, and then I would take it. To constantly be day-to-day listening to phone calls and changing this word and then changing that word while everybody's not agreeing on something is a full-time job that I just don't have time for. So therefore, I'm resigning the role because I can't do it the way you all want it done. So thanks.
Okay, Avery. That's why I was suggesting that we need that if we will wait to have, it's the better to wait for to have agreement by different part of the text, then it will make it more easy for the pen holder to edit a clean text, and then we don't end up with the long discussion and the problems between the clean text and the previous version of the text. Maybe we need to work in different approaches that can satisfy both parties. We have in the queue Ellen, and then Tijani, and Evan. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. So I am the one that struck out the text, and I would like to just say that was because we had some requests from, I think it was, oh, shoot, I'm sorry, I'm so bad at names when I don't have to, right in front of me. Carlton, who's the other co-chair? Someone was saying, there's been no work done on the wiki. So one day I open it up, I look at it, I go, oh, well, that's a problem. If we can't provide rationale, which we're fully expecting our board to do anytime they make any sort of decisions, then we shouldn't have something in the document. I strike it out. Now it's a topic of discussion. If I would have just made a comment, I don't think we would have ever gotten around to it. Last week we discussed it. I didn't hear anybody say, oh, my gosh, we have to leave this $70,000 to $100,000 window in there. It's the best thing ever. It seems to me that based on that discussion, we actually had some decision by either the original author or one of the chairs should have been made. Do we strike that out and keep that? Or do we revert it to text that should stay in the document? So, I think there's a little bit of a confusion about how we're working, but I think we're also, we need to actually make some decisions as we do work. And I think whoever the author is of the paper should be the one who determines the best way for them to actually have the material presented to them. That's all.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. Tijani, please go ahead. Is Tijani in the call or is still in a mute? Tijani?
Sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Avery, I really prefer that you keep the pen. I know you don't have time, and though I know it's really time consuming, we can accommodate, we can try to help in the way you want, but we have to find the way that everyone can contribute, and it will be easy for everyone to contribute and for you to edit, to finalize the text. I will not propose you any method, but I tell you that I prefer that you keep it. The second point, for sure we have to do decisions. The problem is that till now we were always discussing. I said last time that we don't have text. Now Ellen did something, it's very good, and I hope everyone will do so, so that we will discuss the modification. We will discuss what we will do instead of this text. That's the question. My first remark was about the visibility of the modification. If we have to go to all versions, it will be time consuming for people. And you, as Avery said, we don't have everyone have his daily life, and we don't have time to see every version. That's why I saw it more visible to put comments or to use other colors with the name, so that people will know by seeing the text what is happening on the text. That's my remark.
Okay, thank you. Ivan, please go ahead.
Hi. My first choice is still for Avery to hold the pen, but Avery, if you really don't want to do it, I've gone offline with Cintra and she and I are willing to coordinate taking the initial doc that Elaine put forward and incorporating comments into it.
Elaine, I don't really understand what you are suggesting. Can you please repeat?
I'm just saying that my preference is still for Avery to hold the pen on this, but if Avery, if you're really insistent on not doing it, then I've been offline briefly with Cintra, and she and I could possibly do the integration of comments into the into Elaine's document.
Okay, thank you. Please, Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with having handed over the editorship to you as this thing has progressed, and as I've watched it over the last couple of weeks and I've watched my schedule develop, I just realized I can't do it justice. So I'm fantastically happy that you're taking it. Thank you.
Okay, I think that it's at the end we can divide the work that, if I understand correctly, is Ivan and Cintra want to volunteer to integrate the comments, and then still that Avery can keep the pen, still hold the pen.
No. I'm giving all responsibility for anything. I've come to realize that in this group, as it's currently going, and given my other requirements, I no longer have the ability to serve the function.
Okay, Avery, it's sad, but anyway, it's still up to you. Andrew, please go ahead.
Right, okay. I did not volunteer to help pick up the pen because I also have some travel responsibilities, but if there are two other people, I'm more than willing to be part of the editing group. I think we'll need a fair amount of hands-on. If that's helpful, I will volunteer to help Evan and Cintra.
Okay, now we have three people. So before we just have the pen holder, but how you will see that you will coordinate between Andrew, Evan, and Cintra? How you will coordinate between among you how to for editing? How to see that? Just to avoid any any new problem for editing.
I think why don't the three of us get on the a Skype or something after this call, and we can work out how we're going to work together. Come back to the group with that if you'd like.
Okay, just please send us to the working group update about that. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So, but I think we talked a lot about the process of editing the document, but not so much about the document itself. If I understand, we still many members still have some comment about the text, and there are still work on that. Do we have a specific substantive question or to reply? Evan and Tijani, you want to comment or your hand where I said, okay, Evan, please go ahead, and then Tijani.
Oh, sorry, no, I thought I put my hand down.
Okay.
So I propose to Evan and Sintra and Andrew to compile all the text produced yet and to propose them to the working group to comment on them. And then everyone have to give his point of view on the parts of the whole text, and we discuss it during we discuss the comments during our meetings, our calls. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. But just if we also to foster the process, if we are going to discuss the document during the text, I think the editor should also take care about to integrate the comments that we will have during the call and to integrate them in the text.
Exactly.
So, does it make sense?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, because it's very strange noise.
I'm hearing the same strange noise, Rafiq.
Okay. anyway, I suggested that if we will, the volunteers will compile the comments, and then we will discuss the text again during a call about the different points, and then the volunteers should integrate the comment that we will have during the call in the text again. So just to not to avoid problems or Andrew, do we have Ivan and then Andrew. Ivan, please go ahead.
No, I haven't put my hand up. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. I guess, sorry. I did actually.
You're still up.
Okay. Andrew, please go ahead.
Okay, Rafiq, is it my turn? Rafiq?
Yeah, I can hear you, but...
Okay, great. Okay, so here's what I'm suggesting to the group, if this makes sense to them. I think, like a lot of people, I perceive that we've got an awful lot to do in a very short period of time. So what I did yesterday was to go through the charts that Dev and Sintra had put together, and try to add a little bit to our flow chart, and specifically to outline what all of the unanswered questions that I think we have in this process. And if I can suggest, I think if we're going to get this thing done in the time that we need to get it done in, I really think that we're going to have our calls, try to have our calls be very, very crushed down, very specific, try and push through a specific line item in our agenda. So if we have 15 questions that need to be addressed and we have, 10 calls or 5 calls that are left, we really need to dive into that and make sure that by the time the call is over, we have some level of agreement. Because otherwise, we'll be in exactly the same situation that Avery mentioned earlier on the call, which is a lot of discussion but not enough agreement to be able to put together a document. So I guess that's my recommendation to the chairs is that if we can narrow the field of our agendas for the next few calls and really dive in on some of these key questions, I think we can get them all taken care of. And I'm happy as soon as I get off the phone with Sintra and with Evan to share the list of questions that I had and see what the group thinks about that.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. I think that's the main idea, is that we have specific questions for the call, and we need to find agreement for text or question because it's more easy than to have the whole discussion of the mailing list or trying to do that through the wiki. Avery, do you want to comment or? Okay. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you. I would just like to point out that I think any discussions that do happen should be on the mailing list and not on Skype or not through individual emails. It's important for me to know how decisions are being made so I can be supportive of them. If something just shows up without any discussion or rationale behind it, I think we waste a lot of time then in our meetings talking about why did somebody do something. So could we please do get on the mailing list and any work that's done, make it very transparent as to how and why it got that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you that we need to have trust to work in a transparent way and manner. I think when everybody make any comment in the wiki or in the mailing list, he usually or she usually give the rationale behind that. So it will make it more easy for discussion. And for cause, as we have only really less than 1 hour to decide in many items, I think that we just try to, if we think that the discussion will take a long time, to do that through the mailing list. We try also to make comments in the wiki to track also the discussion and the comments and the rationale there, and also to make it more easy for edition. And then in the course we have, we need to really focus in specific questions, substantive questions, and also to try to reach some agreement at some level, because we need really to move forward. I think we are still in the same stage discussing about many points, but there is time to decide that we agree about that or disagree about this. Okay, any further comment? Ellen, you still want to comment or?
Yes, thanks. So I just heard you say that we are to comment on the wiki. So if you could, please, when this call is over, would you just write an email that says who's allowed to do what, where? That would be helpful. Thank you.
I think for wiki, everybody can edit. But we are trying to make some level of coordination, that's all. But can you clarify what do you want? What do you mean exactly? Maybe I am misunderstanding.
I'm saying that. So I've heard Evan. Evan, Sintra, and Andrew say that they would be willing to edit the wiki, which to me implies that no one else should be editing the wiki. Only once some agreement has been reached, and I don't know where that agreement is being reached, because we're certainly not discussing the topics on the call. We're talking about methodology. And I would really like to make some comments and participate towards the development of the paper, but I don't know where or how to do that. If I just make some comment on the mailing list, a lot of times that just goes unanswered or it doesn't get discussed. It's not very... I just want to know what the rules are for how to work, because we really need to get some work done. Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen. Yvonne, please go ahead.
Okay. A couple of things. Elaine, I'm hoping you don't take the offer to hold the pen, so to speak, as an intention to shut anybody out. Right now, it's just a matter of, here's a document. We've got to put it into a polished form that this group is comfortable in giving to the public, and that means incorporating any comments that are going to come forward. As you say, it's a little frustrating. We've been dealing a lot with how to do things in these calls rather than actually what gets done. So I'm going to make a suggestion of actually starting up, actually going to the opposite thing. I found that Skype chats do work extremely well in a compressed time frame and allowing people to talk to each other in real time in between the officially scheduled calls. So what I'm actually going to suggest is to create a Skype chat in which everybody is a member. So if you're looking for transparency, you'll have it in the sense that absolutely none of the discussion will go on without you having access to it. So what I'm actually going to suggest is that I'm perfectly happy to create a Skype group chat that includes as many members of this list as I possibly can. I think I have most of you as contacts, and anybody who I don't, I can get afterwards. So I'm actually going to suggest the creation of this chat. I have found it very useful for working in real time and compressed timelines and to deal with any issues of transparency to essentially make this chat open to any member of this group.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Sorry, in fact, I won't make it open. I'll automatically subscribe and add everybody to the chat whom I'm aware of is in this group.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Alain, please go ahead.
Oui, Alain Béranger from Montreal. I'm a newcomer, so I have a lot of reading and catching up and to do. I just wanted to ask a general question. Is there a feeling that this the current shape of the report is very close to a final product, or is it a very, very rough work in progress? If you could give me some sense of where the group think where the progress is.
Okay, quite tough question. I think it's still ongoing work. We have different texts. We divided work in four different work teams, and we are focusing now on some text more than others, in particular about how to define the criteria about needy applicant, and that's why we were discussing about. And so I'm not sure about the feeling among the other working members. Maybe if someone can tell you about that, but because I'm just a co-chair, I should cannot give really my own opinion, but I would be happy if someone else from the working group can give you about his feeling about the ongoing work. I see.
Okay,
Ivan,
well, just to remind me of your name, by any, I don't recognize everybody's voice yet.
I am Rafik.
Oh, I Rafik. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. We have Ivan, who is also from Canada, who in the queue, and then Tijani and Avri. Ivan, please go ahead.
Sorry, just keep forgetting to put my hand down. Never mind.
Okay. Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Alan, this text was produced by a work team. It was produced after long discussion. So we cannot say that there is any consensus on it. We didn't decide on anything right now. But this proposal was the fruits of a lot of discussions. And still there is people who are not okay with the text. So we are there now.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. That's clear.
Okay, Avery?
Yeah, Alan, this is Avery. First of all, I want to thank you. Alan is someone that, you know, it's funny, I feel sort of guilty. I convinced, actually I went begging to a particular group of people for someone that could come in and work with us who had experience in a lot of this stuff. And you know, he volunteered to come in, and then, you know, all of a sudden I sort of drop out. But that's beside the point. I apologize to him. My view and part of my frustration was I don't believe we're anywhere on almost any of this stuff yet. I believe we've talked a lot. I believe, on this first working group, there were 2-3 people who did do a lot of work, who came up with a suggestion, but it's a suggestion that's not really been bought into by the group yet. So the frustration I was having is I didn't see us having arrived at any conclusions on anything yet. And I think that's similar to what Tijani just said, possibly slightly more negative. And so that was part of the frustration that made me reach out to you and others to come in and join and help from an experiential point of view, and part of the frustration that made me run away from my job as editor. Thanks.
Thank you, Avri. Maybe it's also the mistake of Kushers to help to coordinate that and that help for reaching some consensus on the different topics that we are discussing about. But it's always the problem that we need to find a compromise and to need how to reach some consensus in those different topics. So maybe we need to have a different approach for that. We try that we have to call the comments on the wiki, and then that we can, it can make it more smooth and easy to end up with a clean text that working members can have consensus about. But anyway, sorry for that, that's the feeling among the working group members, and I hope that we can fix that as soon as possible. For myself, I am open to any kind of suggestion. And okay, I think maybe we spent a lot of time. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you for being open to a suggestion. My suggestion is that we take a look at what we have written down and talk about it and try to decide if we want to move ahead with that text or not. I think instead of giving reports from the working groups, we need to start looking at what the each work team has created and talk about that and decide on that.
Thank you, Ellen. Okay, any further comments about work team one? Okay, we don't have so much time for the other work teams, I think just 9 minutes. I'm not sure if the work team led by Avery has any...
No update since the one I gave last week. I mean, Tuesday.
Okay. I think Andrew sent a long email about the IDM thing last time. I'm not sure it was discussed in the last call, or Andrew, you want to report about this and that we can have some discussion now?
Sure, if you'd like. As requested, I put together all the thoughts, and we had a little subgroup with Carlton and Cintra, who were talking about this on the final, on the last call. So I sent that out to the group. I hear you, Tijani. I've heard nothing back really from anybody, but that's a sample text that we could work off of, and have been trying to figure out a way to put that into our flowcharts as well. And I'm open for people's thoughts and comments and questions and all of that. Did everyone get it?
Sorry, Andrew. What did you mean?
Did everyone receive the text? Because
I think you sent it in last Tuesday.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, we have Tijani. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, Andrew, I received your email. And I began to reply, but at the end I decided not to do. But I will do by written. It's very important. We had a lot of discussion on it together, and I still have problems. So I have to give you written comments on it.
Okay. Anyone who would prefer to do, I mean, it may be more efficient for us to do written comments. I mean, I'd be happy to be the pen on this particular section and just try to put in and add in and move things around to fit with the comments that we received.
Just a question, Andrew. Did you put it also in the wiki or not?
Not yet.
I don't know if I did. I'm sorry. I can certainly do that today. That's not a problem at all. But I knew it went out to everybody. So.
Okay. Okay. For myself, we'll try to reply to your email and give my comments.
Thanks. If everybody could do that by, say, Monday close of business, then I can make a best effort to try to incorporate those comments, review them, and come back with something concrete for the Tuesday call, if that's something that people can do.
Okay. For myself, I will do that, but I'm not sure for others. I think so.
It's a request. That's all. You know, in the spirit of trying to get things moving a little bit faster, in one of our subgroups. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Okay. I'm not sure we have the other. Ellen, you are the leader of the world team about technical and other support that can be provided by service provider. Any progress from your core team that you can report?
Thank you, Rafiq. Nothing new has been done.
Do you need any help that we can make some progress on that, or do you need some more volunteers?
Well, so basically what's happening now is we've decided that the ICANN staff is putting together a web page which would sort of outline the kinds of support that is available and the applicants that might qualify for that support. And that would be sort of a matching effort. What I've done is gone through the evaluation criteria in the applicant guidebook, made a spreadsheet that shows what sort of provider would help out on the specific questions. I've got a spreadsheet that I'll upload to the wiki today. I've also put on the wiki that evaluation criteria grid from the applicant guidebook. So if you look at it, you can see the questions that are being asked and who might need to answer those questions. So if, for instance, there's a question on the policy of that potential GTLD, so that, you know, you need some attorneys involved in that development of that policy, probably. There's also questions on DNSSEC, so you need some technical advisors.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Jenny, you want to comment?
Yes, thank you. I hope that for the next call, the drafting group will provide a clean text with the text that they have already, and we will walk through the text and decide on any part of it, so that we will have something agreed on, as we did for the first part. If you remember, for the milestone report, we always did that.
Okay, but just I don't think that we will have all comments for Tuesday, so we can start discussing about that, but not sure that we can make agreement about all points in the call, but just we can start working on that.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, the operator, we have some problems on the line. Not sure what's happening. There is strange noise. Okay, I think we should almost 1 hour of our call today. Is there any other business? And just any suggestion for the next call, for Tuesday call?
Rafik, it's Gisela, if I may.
Yes, Gisela. Yeah.
With regards to the chat that we're going to set up for the Jazz work group, which, as Evan was said, it's an instant way of working. So I can just remind a few people that what we usually do with the chats is that it's great for people to work with instantly, as in those who are connected and those who are taking part. It may just be worth saying that we don't expect people to arrive in the morning and read through pages and pages of chats, because I know that some other chats we have, people tend to get carried away, and it's not something that we need to catch up with every morning. It's something that if there are a few people online and who wish to discuss something, if there's any action item or something that the whole group needs to follow up on, it really requires an email.
Okay, thank you, Gisela. I think you just say that is not like an ERC, and just maybe we need to act this about sometimes to discuss in a synchronous way. Okay. Any further comment? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, everybody, and this call is adjourned for today. See you until Tuesday call, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.